Hello there. I am a chemist. Your private chemist.
My private chemist?
Sure. I am a real expert with chemicals, Uncle Bob, and I am located in your body.
Wow. What's your name?
I'm your kidney.
Welcome to Nature Corner.
Thank you, Uncle Bob.
Now the boys and girls know there are two of you in their body, right?
Yes, on the right, on the left side.
Which one of you guys is going to do the talking?
Me, the right one.
Okay.
I'll do the talking while your left kidney does the work.
That's good. Tell the boys and girls what you look like, okay, Mr. Kidney?
A big kidney bean, the size of your fist.
Mm-hmm. What color are you?
Reddish brown.
Reddish brown, just the color of a kidney bean.
Right, and that's how kidney beans got their name.
Hey, how about that? Where are you located in my body?
Toward the back of your body, around your waistline.
Mm-hmm. You're tucked in there quite securely, aren't you?
I sure am, Uncle Bob. The great creator wrapped me in a super thick layer of fat that is a shock absorber.
Mm.
See, that way, when you bump yourself, you will not hurt me.
Oh, that's great. Tell the boys and girls what you do for their bodies, okay?
All your blood passes through my partner and me, kids. And we clean and filter it and get rid of all the dangerous chemicals swimming in it.
Hey, super. And then you send that nice, clean blood back to my heart through a big vein, don't you?
You've got it, Uncle Bob.
Boy, that really shows how great Christ the Creator is.
Yes, he made me so I clean your blood, boys and girls, and I dump all of these wrong chemicals into your bladder, and it comes out of your body as urine.
Now, Mr. K, do you clean all of my blood?
Every drop of it, Uncle Bob, once every 30 minutes.
Wow, twice an hour you filter all of my blood.
Yep, all 5 quarts of it.
Fantastic.
Well, my partner and I never sleep. We want to keep you healthy.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Kidney.
That's okay. My wonderful maker gave me the strength and the intelligence to do it.
What keeps you the busiest?
The food that you eat.
Would you explain that? I thought I ate clean food.
Oh, you do, and so do the boys and girls. But I have to control just how much of that digested food stays in your bloodstream.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, okay, the kids like to drink fruit juice, and that's good.
Right.
But fruit juice contains a whale of a lot of potassium.
Oh, what do they need potassium for, Mr. K?
To make their muscles work, especially their breathing muscles.
Sure, like their lungs.
Yeah, but if I didn't check on the amount of potassium in their blood, it would get way out of control. It would get way too much.
And then what would happen?
Their ticker would stop.
Oh, their heart would quit beating.
Yes, too much potassium in your blood will stop your heart, boys and girls.
But too little potassium in their lungs won't work, and they can't breathe.
See, my wonderful creator made me to control just the right amount in my chemical factories that he built.
So your purpose in my body is to keep the chemicals in my bloodstream in perfect balance.
That's right. Too much or too little of any one chemical will kill you, boys and girls.
And you keep my blood in balance. Thanks a lot. Is there any other food that we eat that you have to watch real closely, Mr. K?
Yes. Nearly all food you eat contains a little salt.
My body must need salt, then.
Oh, yes. The master designer meant for your body to have salt to make your cells work.
Without salt, my body cells can't work?
No, no. They'd cease to function, and you'd drop dead.
So there's a small amount of salt in my blood, then, right?
Yes, yes. And I control just how much salt.
What would happen if you let too much salt in my bloodstream?
Your body would swell up terribly and your heart would stop.
Oh, SpaghettiO. So you have to keep my blood salt at just the right level.
Yes, and here's how my wonderful maker let me do it, Uncle Bob.
Okay, the boys and girls are listening, and I know they'll understand you, Mr. Kidney.
Naturally, all of your blood flows through your brain.
Correct.
Now, in your computer brain, the intelligent master designer put a prune-sized computer called the hypothalamus.
Oh, sure, I've talked with her before.
Well, that hypothalamus tests every drop of blood flowing through your brain, and it sends all of that information to me, and it tells me what I should filter out.
So that's how you do it.
Sure. A computer tells me what to do.
A computer designed by the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful creator. Now, Mr. K, tell me about your cleaner filter system, okay?
Okay, Uncle Bo. There's over a million tiny microscopic filters in me.
And over a million in your partner, the left kidney.
Righto. Now, these filters are called nephrons, and each one looks like a big-headed worm.
How long are these nephrons?
Altogether, they are a total of 35 miles long.
Just in you, Mr. Right Kidney?
Yup, and 35 miles of them in the left kidney, too.
Wow, a total of 70 miles of filters.
All designed and engineered by my great creator.
And pals, John chapter 1 in the Creator's book calls him the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
As your blood is pumped through these tiny nephron filters, I know just what to take out as waste and put in your bladder for you to get rid of.
Now, Mr. K, there are millions of red and white cells in my bloodstream. Do you filter these out?
Oh, no, no, no. They're too big to fit through my tiny nephron filters. Mm. Only the teeny-weeny chemicals in your blood can fit through my filters.
Okay, what happens to the bigger things like my red and white cells?
Why, I send them back into the big vein that goes to your heart.
I see. You save them. Boy, you're smart. How much do you take out of my blood?
In 1 minute, my special filters clean 3.5 ounces of your blood. But only 1/4 teaspoon of that is wastewater.
Only 1/4 teaspoon of that? Wow, and that travels down to my bladder where it passes out of my body.
Correct. But most of that 3.5 ounces is cleaned and balanced chemically and sent right back into your bloodstream.
Fantastic. It's not wasted then?
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Mr. Kidney, how much of my blood is water?
94%, Uncle Bob.
Do you keep it at 94% pretty closely?
Yes. That's another of my big jobs.
Interesting. So when I drink a glass of water, what happens to it?
It goes into your bloodstream and then to your millions of body cells.
Okay. Doesn't that make my blood too watery?
Ooh, it would if I would not take the extra water out.
And what would happen if my blood got too much water in it?
It'd be too thin, Uncle Bob, and you'd freeze to death.
Wow. What would happen if it got less than 94% water in it?
It'd get thick like molasses, and your heart couldn't pump the thick, gooey stuff.
And my heart would stop.
I've got quite a job to do, don't I?
Oh, you sure do, Mr. K. Hey, thanks for doing what the Son of God designed you to do.
I'm glad to, Uncle Bob, glad to. Well, kids, listen, drink plenty of water. That'll help me a whole bunch. And remember your Creator while you're young. That'll help you a whole bunch.